Welcome to the Morning Crunch Wrap for Monday, February 11th, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. According to TMZ, Soulja Boy is kicking Gucci to the curb after its blackface scandal, and considering how much he's repped them and spent on them, it's really bad for business. When TMZ asked if he was disavowing the luxury fashion brand in wake of their disastrous decision to hawk the sweater that greatly resembled blackface. If you haven't seen it, it's a black turtleneck sweater that when you flip it up has an opening for your mouth, but it's red around the opening. It's an easy choice for Soulja. He said he's done with Gucci and giving away all of his Gucci gear, which is kind of a big deal since he's usually a walking billboard for them. And just last month, Soulja Boy was wearing a very prominent Gucci headband during his viral Breakfast Club interview and has been sporting the brand continuously for several years now. Now, here's the really big suck point for Gucci on all this. Soulja said he's dropped upwards of $1 million+ on Gucci, so they're losing one of their best customers. Now, unless, of course, they do what Soulja's asking for, which is calling for some serious money to be handing out. And if that doesn't happen, it sounds like there's going to be a lot of less fortunate people coming upon some Gucci wear, assuming that they still want it at this point. So, big issue for Gucci. Let's break this down. Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. I saw the first picture of this, and this is amazing. And if you haven't yet, I'm going to share this article on the Morning Crunch Wrap Facebook page. So go and head over to there and like it and get the updates on all of these news stories and a few bonus things like that. It's absolutely insane that you would look at that in 2019 and go, oh yeah, that seems right. By the way, it was it's an $890 sweater. It's a balaclava knit top with a little hole for your mouth with red around it. So super blackfacey, and they've caught nothing but flack for it. Apparently the head of Gucci, is their CEO, is coming to New York to meet with Dapper Dan, who's a fashion designer based in Harlem, to apologize and try and make right with this whole thing. Because Dapper Dan puts Gucci on a ton of people. So we'll see if, first of all, there's just the optics of it. It looks really, really bad for them in terms of why would you even put this out? Why would you think of putting this out? You're putting rappers in Gucci, so people see them in Gucci. They're going to want Gucci. You're going to pull that entire market apart because you made a terrible decision. Now, we'll see if they can make good on it and come up with a lot of dollars to help the community and see if that has any impact. But they're going to lose business over this. And it's really interesting to see where their business was coming from. I'm not obviously into hip hop culture, so I wasn't aware of the heavy Gucci influence. But there are plenty of fashion designers, I'm sure, who would love to be part of that lucrative market and be raking in that money. So it remains to be seen what Gucci can do. But blackface, unfortunately, still a thing in 2019. The old stuff popping back up again and new stuff constantly. We're recording the Nate Darling Show tonight. Talk about several blackface incidents that you may or may not have heard about. So pay attention. It is Black History Month, and we are going to be highlighting it. So check that out. That's your Morning Crunch Wrap. Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm waving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just moved to fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Looking through the
keyhole. Hey, mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4 and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass?